Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome everybody, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another awesome, engaging, exciting episode of With All Due Respect. With All Due Respect. It's the chance on Friday afternoon, 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, where two dudes get together and they talk about something. Now, this show should be pretty interesting. We'll get to the topic in just a minute, Jesus willing. But first, let's go ahead and introduce ourselves. I'm Jim Ellis, co-host of the show, and we got Mr. Wright, Rick Wright, on the East Coast. How you doing there, Ricky?
Jimmy, I'm doing great today on this Good Friday.
It is a good Friday. What makes it so good?
I don't know it, man. I shouldn't be this pumped right about this time on Good Friday, by the way, if I was a good Catholic, which I'm probably not a good example of one. But for me, it's Friday, and it's gorgeous on the East Coast right now. I'm in New Jersey and Ewing. Actually, I'm in Trenton right now, the state capital. And it's gorgeous out. It's about 70 degrees. Winds are light to variable. Just really, it's a nice day. Good. The trees are starting to bloom a little bit, so it's going from like this green brown to a little green brown gray, which is really nice. And I got some. I'm going to be doing a lease signing after the call. So after our show, and that's a good thing. So I won't have a vacancy for the rest of. Well, who knows how long, but that's it, man. What's up? What's up with you?
I always like Fridays. Fridays always, I guess maybe even since I was a kid, Fridays always meant, you know, the end of the school week and the beginning of a weekend, which is weird because I haven't even had a full-time job in like 12, 13 years. So it's not like I'm structured that way.
God bless
still,
you.
Somehow Fridays still have a vibe of relaxed in some way, shape, or form. But it is also Good Friday. I mean, that was a good, you know, phrase that you brought up. And that is part of the topic of the show. The, you know, what happened was I saw that we would be doing a show on Good Friday, the day that Christians note as the day that Jesus was killed before the Easter resurrection. So I thought, oh, you know, we're having a show on Good Friday. Why don't we just have something called the Jesus Show? And I have no idea, you know, where you stand with Jesus or the whole idea, but why not? Why not have two men just talk about Jesus and see what comes of it? You never know, like, in the moment. So,
yes.
Here we are. And you said you were raised Catholic, is that right?
Yeah, I said that on a show that we had a while ago. I went to Catholic school my whole life, and well, pretty much all of it. I went to public school for 1 year, but I went to Catholic school, and I was gonna say something that, you know, the Monsignor, I was in grammar school. He was a strict man. And I remember the whole school during Lent, we'd have to go to, like, so Lent just is over now, right? So we would go to school. School would start early. It would start 40 minutes earlier. It would start at 7:30. We'd have to go to church. So we'd go to our classrooms, then all march over to the church, rain or shine, no matter what. And then we would go to Mass every single day. And then on Friday afternoons, we'd do Stations of the Cross. What was drilled in your head is that if you have sin on your soul and you die, you're going to burn. You're going to be like a marshmallow that fell into a bonfire. And that was what was drilled into my head as a kid. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine?
Is that why you think you became a man so dedicated to, you know, integrity and truth and being right, being clean?
I think that has a good reason that, you know, why I am that way. You know, there's a lot of, you know, back in the day, like today's Good Friday, even think about it, you know, God forbid you ate meat on Good Friday. And you know, like, you know, I'm gonna go home and have chicken and broccoli later, and I'm not gonna worry about going to hell. So You know, and it was like, you know, these weird, like, you know, rituals, you know, on Ash Wednesday, you know, getting the ashes on your head. It's like, I don't know. I just, and then I started thinking, like, everybody else is funny too, because it's like, yeah, believe it. I don't care what everybody else believes, but like, when you're, like, when you do certain things for religion for certain reasons, I don't, you know, I don't think God, I don't think that's God's thing, you know, but it's not a God show. It's a Jesus show. So, I do, getting back to, you know, Jesus, like, I struggled a lot after I got out of, you know, out of my house, and I didn't have to go to church and anything like that. But what I did was I actually ran into a guy who's pretty cool. He's like a brother, which is like, he's not a priest, he's married, but he's like big in the church, and he helps out with the masses and stuff. I told him my story, and he's very understanding. He said, yeah, he's back in the day, that's what they used to do. Now it's all love, you know, and it's great stuff. I said, that's great. I'm glad that, you know, young kids that are in Catholic schools now aren't getting, you know, their knuckles busted or, you know, these fears put into them. But he said, you know, he gave me a whole thing about Jesus Christ as an historical figure. And, you know, a lot of people think it's like sort of our figure of, like, you know, of God, you know, and it is. But, you know, he was, at the end of the day, he was a man, and there's historical records that he was on the planet, and he did, like, this really, you know, these different cool things and miracles and stuff. So I do honor that because, you know, at the end of the day, Catholicism came from that. And look at how many Catholics are in the world. That's, you want to talk about enrollment and getting people involved with something. You know, I think if you give them that, you know, that's a good example. So I'm done speaking. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, I have a lot of different thoughts on the topic of Jesus. I remember when I was a kid, we were Episcopalians. We went to church Sunday. My dad didn't go to church as much as the kids, you know, when we got older. I think I'd mentioned that before. And that was always a little confusing. Church and Jesus, I started to separate after a while. Because I tell you, I had this, one of my first memories of Jesus was a letter that went to my mom that I happened to see. And it was a picture of Jesus saying something like, "We've missed you. Where have you been?" I remember basically telling my mom to get back to church or something, I don't know, or to donate.
Okay.
And I remember being pissed off at Jesus, even though, as a kid, I thought Jesus really sent this letter. He had a picture of him and had these lines. And I just remember thinking, they're trying to do a guilt trip on my mom. And I was just steaming. I was like, pretty insightful for, I don't know, was I seven? I don't know, eight, six, seven. I just like, God, that's so terrible of Jesus to be so, you know, trying to make my mom feel bad. Even if that wasn't even the intent of the actual letter, whoever sent it, that's what I felt. But I did have good feelings going to church because that was the only place where I would get a hug. You know, we weren't a very touchy-feely family. And to go to church and then people would hug me or, like, hold my hand when we did the Father be with you and also with you or something like that. I was always like, oh, touch, human touch. Yeah. It was like, wow. But again, Jesus and the church, I mean, I don't think they're always the same. I mean, it can be two different topics. Like you were saying, there's a historical figure, and then there's dogma and belief systems. But I definitely believe. Like, I have a picture of Jesus in my living room, you know, up above the fireplace. But it's not because I align myself with a certain church. I just believe in something called the Christ consciousness, Christ power, the light, and it definitely came through whatever figure that was, you know, a couple thousand years ago. So that's basically where I stand.
Yeah, it's funny because I don't have any religious artifacts. There's a book. There's a guy, Timber Hawkeye, who I friends of mine introduced, you know, his book, which is the Buddhist Boot Camp. Read it, great book. If anybody is out there listening, And he wrote, his follow-up was Faithfully Religiousless. And it's funny because he's sort of, I guess, a Buddhist, but like when he prays in the morning, like he was raised Jewish, and then when he prays in the morning, like he says the Our Father, and he says that like there's another like Catholic prayer. So it's I didn't get to read the other book yet, but it's just like it's funny how you know how what people's connections are, and especially mine as of late. You know, like I was since that bad experience, I shut off religion. Anytime I heard God or religion or church or anything, I was like, oh shit, man, my acid pucker, right? Now, I feel like I'm more spiritual, and that's when I started meditating. I got involved with the Buddhist Sangha. That was a very interesting thing because, you know, you figure, you know, peace-loving Buddhists, some of them were knuckleheads outside of the whole. You remember, there was one guy who kept responding to all my MDI stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I won't say his last name. His name was Dave. And it's just like, what a dick. What a dickhead, right? And, you know, you go to the Sangha, and there he is with his hands bowing to you. You know, he's a very enlightened dude. You know, as soon as he hits the streets, you know, turns into, you know, Captain Dickhead. So for me, though, I was able to start opening up to being more spiritual. And that's why I just finished the book, Deepak Chopra, The Seven Laws to Spiritual Success. I think that's what it's called. I'm pretty sure. But anyway, so it's like, you know, I'm open to learning all these other really cool things, you know? And so that's what it is. The book is called The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra, another really great small read. And recommend that book to anybody. So when you said facts about Jesus or no?
Well, just a sec. But first, what was it? You said you shut off because of what experience? You said you had a certain experience.
Being raised Catholic, you know,
going
always,
to hell.
You know, with, you know, going to hell, and you know, I had a, you know, I just like my early 20s. There was a lot of guilt because you know why I wasn't really living the Catholic lifestyle, and. You know, it was like, I'm like, oh, shit, you know, if I could die. And then, you know, like it was just like the shit that was rattled around my head. Until one day, like, it's funny, I had to come to Jesus conversation with myself. And, you know, that conversation was, you know, if I'm such a bad, you know, if I'm not supposed to be here, then just take me now. If you're not going to take me now, just leave me alone. You know, sort of talking to myself. And from that day on, a lot of my fear went away, a lot of anxiety, a lot of different, you know, things that I held on to. And I said, fuck it. I'm just, you know, I started rebelling and living life on my own terms and making up my own rules, which I don't know was really a good thing either. I worked all that out over the last, I don't know, 13 years through men's work and reading and just being around good examples of that. That's me, man. Okay.
All right.
Now I don't really care. So like I'm all good with everything.
So if somebody brings up Jesus, you don't have the knee jerk reaction from the past of brimstone and fire and things like that.
No, I don't anymore. It's great. It's like, you know, it's like you know, like even you said like Jesus showing up. Oh, I'm like, all right. I'm like, you know, I'm like, hey Zeus. You know, like. I call him JC. It's funny because I did I've been doing these push-ups and sit-up things every day, and I did an extra 25 of each today from a boy JC. I said, like when I checked him on my text, a couple men laughed because they, you know, they got the reference. So again, it's like, you know, it's just that whole demand. You know, there's facts.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of different things that are really cool about him that. You know, that he's an historic figure. Like, for a long time, like, because of the way it was put to me, it was like, it's God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. They're all the same. Don't fucking question it. Just live it. I'm like, well, if Jesus was a man, no. You know, it's they're all together. It's the Trinity. You just, that's it. I'm like, well, no. You know, it's just like, have faith. You know what faith is? Faith is, you know, okay. You know, I shut my mouth and just be like, then go, you know, back to hiding and shit.
That's similar to similar to my wife. She had similar experiences where she started to ask questions. They're like, you know, the people in charge of the church, I guess, were like, hey, don't be questioning. And she's like, this doesn't work. So do you have a, you kind of, you still acknowledge Jesus. What is the positive that you, because you, I think there must be some positive, or you wouldn't bring it forth. You know, you just drop it all together. So what is some of the positive recollections or what you bring forth from the past about Jesus?
Like I said, the thing for me is that it's how he, how we're still talking about him today. There is, you know, there's people saying happy, you know, happy Easter. My office is across from a Catholic church, and today they literally do a reenactment of Jesus walking to Calvary. I guess it was Calvary where he got crucified. And they literally, they stick a guy up on a cross with the bloody thorns, and there's guys behind him whipping him, literally whipping him. And they're all dressed in the garb, and he's walking down South Broad Street in Trenton. And, you know, they're still doing that today. So,
God.
You know, that's pretty, you know, that's pretty amazing, you know, if you look at some of the...
Right.
You know, so you want to talk about staying power.
Yeah,
you know,
like...
the quotes.
For,
you know, the quotes.
I mean, yeah.
You know, you give a man, teach a man to fish and, you know, and feed him for a life. And give a man a fish, you'll feed him. Teach a man a fish, you'll, you know, you save him for a lifetime. Great thing about Jesus Christ. You can go like this, Jesus Christ! You know, how many people say that every day? Right.
Yeah, because they're not saying,
now,
they're not saying our, they're not saying our names, you know. They're not. It's
No.
And if
it
they were
funny,
gonna,
I just said it. I just said it, and you want to talk about bringing back? That's taking the Lord's name in vain. That's a mortal sin. So.
Oh, to say it that
I
way.
I had to run to a confessional somewhere.
You just
say it that way.
Yeah. Or we can make the, we can make this show a whole big confessional that people can call in and say what they need to.
God.
But I was just thinking, like, it's true. Like, what have I done? I mean, you talk about staying power and legacy. I'm thinking in my life, like, what would the ritual be if they were going to reenact my life? Like me, what, driving through the Starbucks, you know, drive through. I mean, let's go ahead and reenact that. Oh yeah. Jim Ellis in the year 2016-17, he used to drive to Starbucks every day. Let's go and reenact it. It ain't going to happen. I got to do something bigger. let's hear some. I like how you do some research. That's really cool for the show. You got some facts and figures about Jesus?
Yes. So I have an historical fact is Orthodox Jews who believe in Christ made Sunday their primary day of worship. So that's why Sunday is still primarily. Which is weird because the Orthodox Jews, they have the Shabbat or Sabbath. I guess it's Friday into till Saturday sundown. Friday sundown till Saturday sundown. I thought that was pretty cool. That was a pretty cool fact. Now, what were you raised?
Yeah,
I don't even know.
Well, they call it Episcopalian. Episcopalian. It's kind of offshoot. I think it was a, some leader wanted to get a divorce. He was Catholic, and he wanted to get a divorce, so he created this offshoot, Episcopalian. Martin Luther? I don't know. Somebody created it. I'm not very historical, as you can tell, but Episcopalian church. And I'm trying to remember. Father Clay. I was trying to remember the name of the church. I can't remember. My sisters would remember. But it was kind of like Catholic. You know?
Okay.
We did the wine. We did the wine. You know, you go up and you get a piece of bread and they dip it in the wine. Because we were kids. They would just.
Was it actual bread or was it like that wafer thing? Yeah.
Well, we got wafers, I guess, because of budget cuts.
Okay.
But on special days.
You couldn't break the bread, actually.
Special days like Easter or Christmas, there was actually bread. They would, and for the kids, they would just dip it. You wouldn't sip wine. They would just dip it in the wine. And I remember that wine-soaked bread tasted like crap. I remember asking my mom later, is that good wine? And, oh, no, it's just cheapo stuff. But
yeah. I can't imagine what they use. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they use what they have to use. But I did after, it's interesting, after I got, were you done with the information about Jesus? I thought you might have had, like, some stats or something. No.
Well, he wasn't baptized until the age of 30. So guess who baptized him?
John the Baptist.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. That was Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
Have you looked up Jesus on the Urban Dictionary?
You know he was a Jew, right?
He was a what?
He was a Jew.
Yeah,
he was raised Jewish. He was raised by a Jewish family.
Wow.
That's what they still have today, Jews for Jesus.
That's right. So I'm going to look up Jesus on the Urban Dictionary. He lived a long time ago in the Holy Land. Oh, my God. Who wrote this? Pastor Bob. Jesus says, love that guy, that trash can you back in ninth grade. That's pretty cool. Jesus says, love that guy, that trash can you back in ninth grade, which is basically love everyone, right? If somebody's going to trash can you in ninth grade and you're going to forgive them and love them anyway, Jesus, I mean, you might as well be like the Who's down in Whoville. They, you know, they forgave the Grinch like that. Just they kept singing. Good stuff. But, okay,
you know,
he had
a close relationship with God. Go figure, right? That was his dad, you know. But who did he call? What was Jesus? Like Jesus, again, I'm doing my Catholic thing here. So Jesus' dad was God, right?
Okay.
And so we call him God, what did Jesus call his dad? What did Jesus call God? It was a popular 80s pop band.
The Go-Go's? No. How about Yahweh? Yahweh?
You think Abba.
Abba. That was close.
Yeah, you know what? It was the same number of letters.
Jesus quiz.
Yeah, and it's funny because, yeah, but here's the thing, man. Like, I'm looking at some of this shit. They're not really clear. You know, like, I looked at it, I'm like, okay, Jesus facts, and I'm looking up, like, images, right? And it's like, there's not a lot of really good facts. It's just like there's a lot of like just like, you know, I don't know, like sort of nonsense. And I guess I'm looking up Jesus, like it says Jesus facts and Jesus wept.
That's, yeah, the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept.
I knew that. And then cool too was his minimal facts of Jesus' resurrection. Women found Jesus' tomb empty on the third day. Okay, so we all know that, right? But, like, did someone see him walking out of there? It says also, various people experienced Jesus rising from the dead. Again, it's like today's news. We have it on good source that Jesus, you know, leapt up out of it, you know. You see what I'm saying? It's like there's like they don't have like it's a historical record that, you know, 1,000 people saw him walk out of that, you know. And that was another thing that made me sort of question shit, because it was like no one really saw him walk out. Like there was a couple people, but just like if he was who he was, man, like, and it was the third day, there'd probably still be people, you know, back in that day beating their chests or like cutting themselves or doing some crazy shit, you know,
right,
just keeping an eye on him. You know,
and even if they had video of him walking out, they would be questioning. Wait a minute, is that
the apparently the church began to exist because various people experienced Jesus rising. So because they saw him rise, it inspired them to create the Catholic religion. I guess it was Catholicism that started it.
Well, of course we're not historically maybe correct here, but I'm just going to throw this out here. I understand that Paul started the religion or started the writings over 100 years later after Jesus had passed. So can you imagine 100 years from now or even 100 years ago, like, let's start writing about what happened 100 years ago. How accurate could it be? This is sacrilegious, totally.
Well, then, it is. That's realistic.
Yeah, so I just believe there is a gigantic light in some form, because we don't know if he was even white, the place that he came from. So I think there's a gigantic beaming light that came to this planet in various forms. One of them was this man in that area of the world. And it's like any kind of flashing light you see in the sky, a bunch of people are going to have different views of it, but they're still going to know the core of it. That was a beaming light, but they'll have the different vantage point, and then they'll start making shit up around it. Well, that means this, that means this, that means we shouldn't do this and do this. So I definitely believe that, the Christ appears. And I also believe the Christ can continue to appear with or without a certain man or a certain woman. But in those times, I believe it did come through certain teachers. But I think we can get in touch with it at any moment. Like, we don't have to have a return. We can, actually have experiences. I've had some experiences. Go ahead.
Cool. Well, let me ask you this. Also, ancient times, a lot of people say that we used to get visitors all the time. Nazca lines, all these different things. It's like, was it a higher being? Was it another civilization? Was it someone, it's just, now with everybody with cell phones and videos, you can't find shit about it, mm-hmm. But it's like, was it Christ or was it like, the guy that the people running the experiment up there put on the planet.
Right.
I don't know. Yes. I guess we'll find out when we pass. And remember that radio show you did with that guy Jimmy Ellis? Yeah, I remember that. Well, you were talking about me, and you didn't know shit. So now you're gonna go down in hell like a marshmallow in a bonfire.
There you go. What about you? Like, wait, that was Jimmy's idea for the show. Where is he going to be? He doesn't believe in heaven and hell.
I'll be throwing you under the bus. It was Alice. You're like, oh, Alice. And then you'll be on the other side of the gate laughing at me. Like, you already made it in there.
I made it in before you. Lucky me. Well, I definitely have had experiences. Like Christ experiences, and I think we all can. And it doesn't have to be about Jesus or a certain figure, but my experience of Christ is the absence of judgment. It's a whole other world. It doesn't even, like, I'm not there right now. I'm full of judgment. Like, even right now, I can think of a few things. But
I'm terrible.
I'm
terrible with that.
I've had it a few times, and I had it once. What's that?
No, I'm terrible with that. I'm sorry. Just chiming in with you. Go ahead.
So judgments, that negativity, it just drags us down. So to imagine, even right now I can't imagine it, but I've had the experience of it. No judgment. Oh, it's just the Christ. It's just the Christ. But it seemed like that we couldn't live in the world without judging. But there is a whole other world that exists. And they talk about it in A Course in Miracles, which is supposed to be an update channeling from the Christ, and it's about the perception of truth. True perception is to see through the illusion of all this bullshit, and that then you are among Christ when you're seeing the truth below all the judgments. And good luck for all of us. It's a challenge, but yeah. Always good to have a goal.
Well, I read A Return to Love, and that was, again, that was very, heavy religious, but I was able to read it and stay with it, instead of, just poo-pooing it fuck that. What the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah.
I sort of grabbed it. Dude, I just looked down at the clock. Don't tell me it's 4:29 already.
Yeah, you
got to
go.
You're at.
You got to go. We got to go. Enjoy, good luck with the lease signing. I'll tell our audience to look us up on Facebook. Facebook, just type in With All Dude Respect, four different words, and hope you enjoyed our show. We'll see you again next Friday, and thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate it. Appreciate everybody out there listening.
All right. Have a great one. We'll talk to you all next week. Peace.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.